This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, welcome back to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Coyne from Canada. Joining us is Stephanie Sledge, a daughter of the Republic. And just to add a little to the Power Mall, you know, they pay the freight. Telly Savalas used to have a saying, who loves you, baby? Well, Power Hour loves you. Love them back. Do get into PowerMall.com and call 1-877-817-9829 and tell them you love them back. They've got a lot of good products to keep the show on the air and restore not just the nation, not just a godly system, but also your health, your body. You can't get a better deal than that. That's the ultimate truth. You reminded me of something that I stumbled on by accident way back in those Jared Lee Loftner days. And when he went to Missouri, there was a job posting that I found on a government website. Operational Psychologist, CIA, Springfield, Missouri, posted December 8, 2011. Full-time, of course, responsible for providing behavioral science consultancy to the intelligence community. The major activities involved in this role include psychological testing and behavioral assessment, customized training, consultation on topics related to cross-cultural personality assessment and applied research, minimum requirements, a PhD or psychological doctorate in psychology, emphasizing assessments, at least 2 years of postdoctoral experience, cross-cultural experience with a very strong emphasis on personality assessment, and close consultation skills are needed. All applicants successfully complete through a thorough medical and psychological exam, polygraph interviews, and an extensive background check. U.S. citizenship is required. And you shouldn't have used mind-altering drugs or illegal drugs in the last 12 months or something like that. So I just found that to be, you know, quite ironic that they needed a doctor in the house when they moved that man to another house. And not that we can say there's a direct cause and effect. We're not the media to come out and spin it into a lie, but it just seemed quite the coincidence to me. And this is something that is very, very important, that there are hands behind the scenes that are playing a very, very strategic game. And this game, I call it world global domination, but it's to take advantage of you to subvert you into servitude. And this Power Hour show and the people that are on it are your trump card to reverse all this and give us a fighting chance. And one of the, I did a lot with Joyce on the Jared Lee Loftner era, and, you know, we came up with information that looks like, you know, he had a double, and this is a very common thing in these types of events, that there's a doppelganger, and one is like a psychotic climbing off the walls kind of person, and the other one seems to be a generally matter-of-fact decent person. And so is this done with drugs or some sort of psychological hypnosis? It's difficult to say, but these things do happen, and they're very clear to people who look very, very closely at the photographs. I know in our Toronto terror shooting that we had recently on the Danforth, you know, it's like we had two different men. Imagine that, two different men. And one of them, according to the police, was a better shot than the people who trained them to shoot at the highest levels. And they were just terrified and mortified to go up against someone like that. And then the general description of the person was, you know, he's a nervous, smoky guy. At best, he was a lookout in a drug gang. You know, maybe he could put the bullets in a gun or something like that. But he surely wasn't RoboCop in any sense of the imagination. So we have two very, very distinct styles of person. And I think one of the big reasons, too, why the state likes to have a monopoly on force is they don't really want some, you know, itinerant citizen to blow somebody away that's on their payroll and expose it all. So imagine, like, Lee Harvey Oswald's double was shot by someone, you know, at a crucial moment. Well, it's kind of hard to say we've got our patsy when there's another patsy lying dead in the street that looks exactly like him and may even be holding the murder weapon. Very, very important things on how this media controls things. One of the things, like, you know, if you haven't seen The Men Who Killed Kennedy, it's an old TV series, 8 parts or 9 parts, 9 parts. And it's well worth seeing. I was just, you know, chewing the popcorn, eating my fingers, and, you know, looking at the evidence, because it's the real people still alive, still conscious and able to report what they've seen and how they've seen it. And, of course, a lot of them were ignored by the Warren Commission. So you can just compare the official inquiry with reality. And I know I ended the show with asking about a second Oswald. And in this show, they interviewed the funeral director who put him in the ground. And when they took him out in 1981, when they opened the grave again, someone violated the vault. The hermetically sealed cement vault was broken open. And it wasn't Jesus coming out. It was broken open. There was a body in there. The casket was pretty much rotted away. And, you know, his question is, who opened the grave? How did this other body get in here? And he said the major flaw with the body was it didn't have an autopsy scar across the top of the head, which is fundamental. And, of course, none of this information will be brought out by mainstream media. They're not going to chase administrations like a pack of wild dogs down the street. Only if you utter a politically incorrect word will that posse be put together to chase you down the street. But our posse is different. We're looking for the truth. Another very quick anecdote was one of the deputy sheriffs in Dallas was at the school book depository. And he said the gun that they were looking for that shot at the president was a 30-odd six caliber Mauser from South America. And it wasn't the Mannlicher Carcano, which was broken. It had to be fixed before they could get it to work again, because you don't want to give a patsy a real gun. You know, he might change his mind and hurt you to do something. And I found that unbelievable. And then in other research, I also found out that there was more than one gun there. There was five that they said on this show, talking to the policemen who were alive at the time and went into this place. And you hear the All Points Bulletin on the Dallas Police Radio talking about, you know, the man armed with a 30 caliber Mauser. And, you know, of course, officialdom sweeps all this information under the rug. They've done it forever. They'll always do it. But the worst part of it is we sit back and idly let them do it, except in a place like Power Hour Nation, except like in a little place like my website, Conspiracy-Cafe, and except under the pen and the intellectual pursuits of Stephanie Sledge, our guest. And, you know, that's where she shines, and that's where you should be under her wings, learning what she has to say. And we highly recommend these two articles. I have them posted on my website, and they're on the Government Rag website. Do read them in detail. So I just let you go on at the end there because you were on a roll and every word was just precious until the commercial came on. So if you want to pick up from there, Stephanie, do.
Well, I'm not sure where I left off at, but, you know, what you were talking about, I was just thinking many thoughts, you know, in respect to all of this agenda that's going on. And yes, actually, I thank you for finding that. It was a gold mine of a wealth of information when you handed me your find about the Springfield, Missouri job opening at the time that Jerry Lee Lofgren was being sent there. And you know, that's an amazing thing. Once your eyes are open to your eyes are open and you're also have the ability to look at the broader view, the open view of what's happening in legislation, and close your mind to the fake media and what they're spewing out, then it becomes apparent that most of these, all of these shootings and you know, a lot of all the rhetoric that we hear on the news is all to basically divide the nation while they change, you know, our Bill of Rights and add more what I believe is unlawful legislation, you know, that will criminalize us. And you know, I did write another article as you were talking about, and it was about it's called A Thin Blue Line. And it's about Trump's plan to update the U.S. Code Title 18 death penalty. And this was a discovery that was astounding to me. Like, I just could not believe, you know, I mean, we as Americans, we are so slaved down with working and being stressed out with one problem after another all the time, and we're busy doing this and that, that we trust our Congress, you know, to have our, you know, to have our Constitution, Bill of Rights, to keep that oath sacred. And behind the scenes, it's not that way. And so one of the things that Trump had, he was quoted saying that this is a very important time in our country, that due process, fairness, and common sense are on trial. And those words stuck with me. I've pondered them over the last year. I've held very carefully every word that I've heard Donald Trump say to see if I could piece together what he meant by due process, fairness, and common sense on trial. And you know, this is these articles that I wrote are exactly what's coming to light. And what he meant by updating the due process, what I found is that there is legislation that's hiding, and it's been passed in the House. It's waiting to be passed. And what that is, and that will update our death penalty code. And what that will do, I believe it's called H.R. 15, but anyway, it's an act that has been submitted. And what that will do to our death penalty code is it will include the status of an individual killed. And what that means by status is your status in society, your job. In this case, this legislation specifically names law enforcement, EMS workers, firefighters, federal workers, anybody that is doing official duties for the federal government. And to me, this is just unbelievable legislation to include the status of an individual. And, you know, maybe some people might agree, well, you know, if somebody murders a cop, they should get the death penalty. But that is something that a jury has to decide. Or if the individual gives their right up to not have a jury trial, that would be, you know, upon a judge to have to weigh the evidence and see if the punishment fits the crime. And so this legislation right here is very scary, because it is basically just including, you know, an automatic death penalty sentence for the status of an individual that's killed. And so, anyway, I encourage people to go to thegovernmentrag.com, and on the front page, the article, A Thin Blue Line, and read how important it is to understand the agenda behind all of this. You know, this is really scary, because what it does is it actually takes the rights away.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. PowerHour.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour Nation. The guest host from Canada, George Freund, is with us today. It's Stephanie Sledge from the Government Rag. And we were talking about H.R. 115 in the Senate. And this is a short title. It's called the Thin Blue Line Act, Aggravating Factors for the Death Penalty. As a former peace officer sworn in 39 years ago, seems like an unreal circumstance that time has flown that far away. I never thought that, my hide was more important than the system of due process and the rights of the individual, because living with whatever lies we were taught back then, I was told that, we fought wars for freedom and there were many, many, many casualties on the various battlefields to give us all these freedoms. Probably most of them came from the English Civil Wars, actually, and not fighting for the banksters and various connivances of a New World Order system, but that's what we were led to believe. And so not even for a moment would I think that, we should throw the baby out with the bathwater because something happened to me. I made a conscious choice to do what I was doing, and there are risks and consequences to making some of these choices. And I remember one colleague saying, "Well, you think this is dangerous? I used to be a hydro lineman. You touched the wrong wire and you're gone." So, we had a little bit of lightheartedness there. But what I see with this and this list of, all the people involved in basically serving the revived Roman Empire, all the new centurions of any sort will be protected. And, of course, we know what the centurions did a long, long time ago was nailing a certain individual to a cross, and they'll be protected for that work because it's the work of Rome, and Rome commands everything. And the due process of law, the system of checks and balances that emerged over hundreds and hundreds of years of human progress will be cast aside. And, that's something we should be fighting for, even with force if necessary, is to maintain all that, because that's the great lie we've been told, is that's what our armies were for, fighting for this so-called freedom. So why would the internal armies take that freedom away from us? Who are they then? I don't hesitate to think they're part of the Antichrist system, and he looks after his own the best he can. And, there's only two times I ever had a gun pointed at me in my 11 years as a peace officer, and they were from fellow officers who were doing wrong. And so if you didn't want to participate in doing wrong, you were threatened, bullied, intimidated to the point where they would threaten you with death. And, the first guy, I just told him flat out, I'm in uniform, I'm in a police car, you pull the trigger, and in Canadian law, you're going away for 25 years. So if you want to be the boy toy to people in prison for 25 years, go ahead and pull the trigger. So I wasn't intimidated because, one, I'm a Christian, and I believe there's a better place, and his idle crap isn't really going to do much to me in the overall specter of things. And just to show you, how demented the system can be with the people in it who have complete, total power and control over the law, even to their fellows. I coached a baseball team of young people, and they came into my team room after a game, and somebody pulled out a gun and pointed it at every kid's head on my team, stopping at mine. Are you going to submit now? This is what you give complete total power and control to. We cannot trust any individual with that. As God said, they're all sinners. We're all sinners. It's the level and measure of it. But if there are no checks and balances, there are no limits, and there's no evil that they can't go on to. Like, it was almost funny listening to the news when they talked about China coercing people economically in various countries and holding them to task. It's hard to keep a straight face that someone could even say that. Or to talk about Saudi Arabia and human rights abuses and the war in Yemen. Well, we're giving them the arms. We're guilty of murder. All of us. That's our national sin debt. And make no mistake about it. No mistake about it. And then if you know anything about the history of the CIA or anything that's happened in South Central America, Africa, pick a country, Vietnam, the just levels of debauchery, torture, evil, wholesale murder en masse, is it, sacred? Does it say in the Bible somewhere? If you got a B-52 or a cruise missile or a drone, you're not guilty of murder. The president doesn't have the right to override the Ten Commandments. Neither does the general. And, so they may think in their own minds when they're looking in the mirror that they're gods, but I can assure you they're not. And they will have a comeuppance. They will return to the dust from whence they came, and they'll have to account for what they've done. And I think they'll remain in the dust. The only hope for the rest of us is we won't, because we've seen a light, a special kind of light, that they can no longer, or pardon me, that they cannot tolerate or even slightly, remotely understand. Okay, well, we're back to the music already. It's going by so fast. We'll get back to Stephanie on the other side of the news. Thanks for coming to PowerHourNation.com. We appreciate it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting.
The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund from Canada, with us, Stephanie Sledge from the Government Rag, and we'll have to ask Stephanie about what her research revealed in this quest for the state to access all the arms and bring in all these gun control measures. What have you found that you can divest into the audience with these points that you found in your articles?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize. I can't hear the music on the other side, so feel free to interrupt me if I am talking.
You were on a roll. I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
Every word could be the final nail in the New World Order's coffin. So when you get to the commercial, okay, the break's on, that's okay. But, they were very profound, and I wasn't going to interfere, so... tell us a little bit about the gun control agendas, and it's yours.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna tell the truth about my opinion on what I feel is going on with all of this as a whole. And what that agenda is it is setting the United States of America up for Israeli agenda. And it's in every single aspect of our country. It's in legislation. Everything is coming together now. And, you know, you go and you revisit a lot of these false flags that are happening. And one of the big things that I've found through discoveries of other researchers as well is the fact that a lot of our law enforcement, police chiefs, as well as sheriffs, are being sent to Israel, being paid for by the ADL to have Israeli militant training on active shooter situations. So our law enforcement, you know, the heads of our law enforcement are being funded by the ADL and being sent to Israel to have Israeli militant training on how to deal with active shooters. And that's why we see a huge rise. Every single community is having active shooter drills, all the way down to, you know, even little tiny communities that are less than 1,000 people. There's active shooter training going on. They're over there and they are being trained in Israeli model. And one of the things that disturbs me, and, you know, I'm like many Americans, you know, I wanted to see a lot of hope for Trump to come in and make America great again. But, you know, a lot of this agenda that is going on, I have to question some of his motives behind it, because for one thing, you know, like he makes comments like, for instance, the Pentagon shooting, you know, if there would have just been an armed guard inside, or if they would have had some kind of protection, or he would say things like, quote, you know, we should stiffen up our laws in terms of the death penalty. And the little things like that come to play. And when you actually research the Israeli model of gun control, it fits to a T. And what that means is that, you know, what is being pushed behind the scenes is not citizens being armed openly, you know, to protect our family, to protect our, you know, property. What they want to see in this country is they want armed guards at every grocery store, every post office, every street corner, every school, everywhere that you go. You know, we need to employ an armed guard, including religious you know, churches or synagogues or whatever. And it is not good for America. And one of the biggest things too is, you know, with these school shootings is the agenda that's going on in legislation that's pushing for what is Israeli model agenda is to arm the teachers like they do in Israel. But the thing is, in the way America works and the way it's worked in the past and the way it's always worked under the Second Amendment, you don't know who's carrying a gun. So your teacher may have a gun on them. And we all, you know, Americans have always felt safe because you don't know who's carrying, and you would assume that most Americans are carrying and that they're able and willing and training themselves, you know, with family and friends that, you know, for situations like that. That is what the Second Amendment is for. And it's not just about guns. You know, I think another thing, George, that really disturbs me is the fact that, you know, many, many, many states have already, you know, the Second Amendment is about arms. I mean, that could be anything. It could be machetes. It could be a throwing star. It could be a knife. It could be a gun. It could be, you know, a stick, a billy club, or whatever. Whatever you think that you need to have for self-protection. And, you know, most of the states, you know, which is very, once I started doing this research, is very disturbing because, you know, what about the murders that takes place where, you know, there's a, from defenseless individuals with a knife. You know, I mean, will the knife be blamed? Well, when I went and researched a lot of the states, it's already considered illegal, and you are a threat to law enforcement if you are carrying a knife, throwing star, machete, stick, nunchucks, brass knuckles, pepper spray, you know, or pretty much any other form of arms to protect ourselves. And so what do we do? I mean, where do we go from here is one of the biggest questions that we need to start asking. Like, what do we do? We are being disarmed in every single fashion, all the way down to whether we have, you know, a set of brass knuckles on us. And, you know, and we are considered a threat from law enforcement, and they are being trained under an Israeli model. And the thing that is most disturbing is that, you know, there are a huge percentage of people in our Congress that are dual Israeli American citizens. And, you know, in America, how can you have an oath to two countries? You can't. You have to take the oath of the United States Constitution. You cannot have an allegiance to two different countries. And so we have been infiltrated by a model presented by Israel that is every single aspect of our lives is now being changed to. And so these are my concerns.
We are not alone. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney found that out when she was elected to Congress, is that I believe it's an organization called CPAC, came quickly into the fold to just lay down the law for her. And, you know, she's going to kowtow to Israel. And if she doesn't, then all her funding's going to get cut off. And she didn't, and all her funding was cut off. And that's why she's a former congresswoman. But she explains that very, very, very clearly on YouTube. And I recommend that you look her up and listen to her words about what happened to her and how. This is the same here in Canada as well. One of my biggest fans for the longest period of time is the granddaughter of a former prime minister here in Canada. And she assures me that our federal police, the RCMP, are training in Israel as well. And, you know, to the same type of standard. I know when I was going through a lot of my training about prohibited weapons, I know one that, you know, I almost choked to death laughing, was the blowgun was a prohibited weapon. And I don't even know if there's ever been a case where anybody's pulled up a store with one of those big blowguns like you see in an African movie or something like that. And, you know, I'd be laughing so hard I'd probably swallow the dart. But it's just almost like a paranoia beyond belief. Of the fact that you're so afraid of the people and that they might have arms. Like I write, you know, we should have the Burglars and Robbers Protection Act so that, you know, people know that you're to submit to any type of burglary, force, assault, and, you know, assume the fetal position or, you know, get down on your knees and cover your head and unless they want you to help them, you know, like, you know, to hold the door open while they're carrying out your TV set so they don't injure themselves, or, you know, if they're going to attack your wife, you know, you hold her arms down so she can't hurt the rapist or something like that. This is almost the extreme that's being carried on by the state. And there only seems to be one logical conclusion to this, is ultimately the state's going to hold us up and take everything we've got, including our lives. And they want us trained to be completely passive, and the orchestrators of the state, you know, I look at a lot of police officers now as almost being like a mercenary army, and there may be a few that are loyal to the Lord and believe in a Republican form of government or a Democratic form of government where the people hold sway over their lives, but I think they're very much in the minority, really, and ultimately, you know, they better catch on, too, because once you serve your purpose, there's no need for you anymore, and whatever we get, you know, you're next to follow. So there's really no reward for doing the devil's work. You just get it last. And I think they found that out in the concentration camps. They had Jewish police that were called capos, and they were to abuse their own people and just saved you a little time before you had to pay the price. Anyway, we're hearing the music, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we're talking about the death penalty.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp, and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And your guest host, George Frank from Canada. We have Stephanie Sledge here from the government rag. You know, I see here in my own country, they're working on gun laws here that would probably rival New England or something like that. And, you know, one of the boneheaded schemes, because the ban scheme didn't work, it appears, you know, they haven't convinced enough people to do in their brothers and confiscate all their property and turn us into a slave state. So they backed off a little bit and said, but we're going to have a central repository now. So our pistols primarily that are used for target shooting will have to be stored at the range, and that's going to make the world a better and safer place. And being a person, you know, who loves military history and strategy and tactics, even if you're just dumb and you just listened to, your parents a long time ago perhaps, and you said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, that's just... you're inviting the gangs, the drug dealers or something. If you've got 5,000 pistols all in one place, and the level of security is probably, you know, much, much lower than some other places for sure, because I used to work in the armored car industry, so it's not going to be like Fort Knox with bulletproof glass and steel doors and everybody armed in the building and shotguns hanging on the wall or anything like that. It's not going to be like that because we don't have the right to self-defense in Canada. So it just means that there's going to be a protracted attack on one of these places, and either the gangs are going to get all the guns, or when the New World Order turns up the heat enough and they can all have them in one place, then they'll be seized by a small group of military or police, because they know that when we find out what they're going to do to us, we may resist. And especially if that means we're going to be rounded up like dogs and put to death, that just might not go over too well. What people fail to realize is the armed citizens of any country, and there's not that many anymore, but Canada and the United States are a pair. Mexico is not in, and that's why they have 60,000 to 80,000 killed in their drug wars, because they banned guns in 1963. It's just so safe. We're enemy combatants in military parlance. And if we sign this instrument of surrender, as I talked about before, this USMCA, which is an insult, because it's just a slap in the face to the USMC, United States Marine Corps, to say, there's nothing you can do about it. Your armed forces are surrendered, and your whole system of government is surrendered to this sustainable development plan of the globalists. And so it's almost like they picked that name on purpose to demean you, as opposed to empower you, even as a military force, to say that we're not giving our country up without a fight. And because most people are completely unaware of these trade issues. I know I came across a lady last night. I'm not really big on long videos. Hers was 2 hours long. But, you know, it's a group in Canada that's coming up called the Canadian People's Union. And they filed a charge against the Canadian government in court about our sovereign citizen rights. So seemingly, even though it's never been explained to us, we have sovereign citizen rights in our Constitution. And they've been there for a long time. But we give them away when we vote. And, you know, that one hit me like a sledgehammer. We give them away when we vote. So I imagine many other countries do the same thing, and it's just we've never had it properly explained to us about what our representative governments really are and what they really mean. So, you know, if you are Canadian, or even if you're not, it's probably well worth, you know, looking into what she has to say. It was very, very pertinent. And this is just something that's coming like a house on fire in my family history. You know, we know what happened before World War II, and they wanted the arms, and we know what happened during World War II. Well, we all got to meet in mass graves. So I can't see that this is going to change. Usually there's a genocide after a big arms control program, and I don't doubt that this isn't going to be the same. And they know that, and this is a fight to the finish, as Popeye used to say, but it's an educated citizenry that isn't going to fall into the trap. And that's where people like Stephanie and myself come in, and Power Our Nation come in. We're giving you a fighting chance to know. I always say I'm with the GIA, God's Intelligence Agency. We give it away for free so that you can have a better life. And as Marshall McLuhan said, to educate means to produce immunity against a television, one of his famous sayings. Very, very important that you turn off that box. Or, you know, I think it was one of our former billionaires down in Nevada, Howard Hughes, was it, I think, that, you know, he had some issues, and he would buy TV stations to get what he wanted on the air. And I remember Elvis one time, you know, put his pistol through the TV screen because he didn't like what was coming across the air. But they could do that then. With us, it's just a very simple thing. Turn it off. Change the channel, come to radio, turn on Power Our Nation, be free, be liberated, find out what's really going on and how it's been going on, and you're saved from this abyss. And, you know, we have to thank Stephanie Sledge for all the fine work she's done with the government rag, and, you know, maybe she has a closing comment she'd like to bring up to the nation before it's time to run out of time.
Thank you very much, George. I love talking with you. You have a great deal of knowledge, and I've followed your work since I first discovered you a long time ago. And anyway, thank you very much for inviting me on the show, and I want to remind the listeners that what we had a conversation about today is about due process, fairness, and common sense. And those are the words of our current president. And due process is meaning our right to be innocent until proven guilty. And fairness, which is on trial, it means equal protection. And common sense that's on trial is what we've been bringing you in discoveries about their way of rewriting the Second Amendment and also to include mental health exams and to make accusations through red flag laws, where what that's going to do is just basically it's going to become a war against he said, she said, he said, he said, she said, she said. And that's what this is all about. And anyway, I encourage you to go to George's website, Conspiracy Cafe. It's an amazing site. You do a great job. And also, please do visit thegovernmentrag.com. We try to put out as many honest articles. I mean, we put out the brutal honest articles that you are not going to find in very many alternative media sites. And we've been punished as well, you know. I just got out of Facebook jail. Jack Mullen, he is going to be out of Facebook jail today. They shut down the Government Reg's Facebook page. They are doing everything that they can to make sure that they hush people up. And so we have to fight back. There are other alternatives. We've got to be able to get the word out. And this is a very important time in our country. And as Donald Trump says, this is a very important time in our country. Due process, fairness, and common sense are on trial. And that is exactly what's happening. We shouldn't be just sitting back in the background thinking that, you know, the current administration is going to be fixing the country by bringing new jobs here. In the meantime, we have to give up our Bill of Rights in order to make America great again. Well, my opinion is this is make Israel first. And anyway, we cannot allow that. We have to go back and rediscover who our founding fathers were, what they wanted for this country, what we're supposed to be doing, and what is expected of us as, you know, oath keepers to our nationalism. Like, we are a country that is built on, you know, what our forefathers dreamt of. And so, anyway, thank you so much, George, and I appreciate, you know, you letting me speak and giving you information, and I appreciate all the information.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate in the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.